This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. When times get tight in agriculture, the financial strain is only part of what farmers have to carry. The emotional load, the uncertainty, and the feeling that you have to tackle it all alone can weigh even heavier. But you don't have to take this on all by yourself. You can have a network of people around to help support you. We'll talk with American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland next.
Your local radio station brings you the local news you depend on. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network complements that with ag news, weather, and market updates tailored for Iowa's farmers. Together, we deliver the best of both worlds, local connection and industry expertise. It's all to keep you connected with the heartbeat of the heartland. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, connecting rural Iowa with the news that matters to you.
When it comes to the stresses of the current ag economy, ASA President Caleb Ragland says this is just one of the seasons when farmers need their support systems more than ever.
But I would encourage everybody that's struggling, you know, get a team around you. Make sure you're involving and having honest conversations with your bankers, with your agronomist, with your farming friends. It's all important that we stay in touch and not just in these tough times, just get down in a hole and hibernate, keep to ourselves, because there's nothing to be ashamed of about the situation. This is not your own doing that we are facing. I mean, there are many things here out of our control that we are the recipients of right now. But farmers are resilient. If it's easy, anybody would do it. And I have confidence that we can find a way to get through. But we've all got to work together to do that.
Ragland says that the spirit of resilience is something farmers have always had, but they should not have to rely on grit alone. He says the American Soybean Association is working every day to push for policy solutions that can ease some of the pressure and create more stability for producers across the country.
We have been, that's been our commitment for years. That's the direction we continue to go. We don't always win, but we are doing our best to stand in the gap and be that voice. I mean, I'm a farmer first. I'm a volunteer. I'm working, investing my time because I believe in the importance of this, not only for my own operation, but for the future of my kids and for the future of farmers all across this country, the next generation.
For farmers who want to take a more active role or simply want more information about the resources available to them, Ragland says that the Iowa Soybean Association and the American Soybean Association offer several places to plug in. Whether it's learning about policy, staying up to date on market conditions, or serving a local producer group, there are opportunities for farmers to get involved at every level.
In Iowa, y'all have a very strong Iowa Soybean Association. They have many resources. I mean, you could look up on the internet, find their website, and find ASA there. You can also find Iowa and ASA on many social media formats. But I think y'all in Iowa even have some local soybean producer groups. You know, find a way to get involved there. There's many opportunities to serve on a local and state level.
At the end of the day, Ragland says the biggest thing farmers can do right now is stay connected and stay engaged, because no one in the industry should have to carry the weight of these challenges alone. The markets will shift, policy will continue to evolve, and trade discussions will move forward, but having a strong network makes a real difference in how producers navigate through these tough stretches. He also stresses that organizations like the Iowa Soybean Association and the ASA are only as strong as the farmers who participate in them, and staying involved ensures that people making decisions in Washington hear directly from the folks most affected. In a year this challenging, Ragland says unity might be one of the most important tools farmers have. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.